The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning and welcome to Talk Saratoga, March the 9th, if you can believe it. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead tonight because we'll lose an hour of sleep, but it should be sunnier out later. And it's going to be a little darker than normal in the morning if you get up like I do at 4:15. Like usually by 10 to 7, it's nice and bright out, but it's going to be delayed an hour until we catch up with a few minutes every day. So set them ahead an hour tonight. We have a special guest this morning, Mary Beth McHugh, who's an RDN, a CDN, and an IFNCP. And sounds like a most valuable player for the New York Yankees. But she's a registered dietitian nutritionalist in integrative and functional nutrition and a New York State certified dietitian nutritionist. I haven't had a full cup of coffee yet. Sorry about that. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Nice to be here.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. We were discussing off the air some topics that what I got from that discussion is that not many people realize that there are alternative ways to taking care of themselves. It seems that the first thing that we want to do if we have a problem is run to a doctor. And I know that a lot of things that may not be the case, that there are alternative ways. So why don't you, start with how you got into this, and then we can go into some of the things that people should look at for some help.
Sure, yeah. Like most people that have gotten into the specialty of integrative medicine, nutrition, there was someone close to them or themselves that had something that went wrong with their health that transformed them, if you will, and brought them into this specialty and practice and training, which is quite a paradigm shift for a practitioner as well as an individual that's a patient. In my late 30s, just became very tired. And it was the result of a couple of events that were big events in my life that caused a little stress. And usually this is common. I share this because it's usually something that contributes to something that's already happening in the body that somebody might not be aware of. And so something else just sort of tips them over a little bit more. And I had about 6 months of tests in conventional medicine, even like MRIs of the brain, and, it was kind of nuts, everything that they were looking at, and they came up with nothing. And then, this continued. I knew I had like some digestive issues. I knew that I just didn't have the energy. And, long story short, I started to go to like Chinese medicine practitioners, functional medicine MDs, and what they came up with tests with conventional labs and some what we call specialty labs to look a little deeper and wider at symptoms is that I had mercury toxicity from many amalgam fillings in my mouth. And they were able to see that on paper. Wow. And as a result, I had 20 conditions of disorders with nutrient depletions, thyroid issues, digestive issues, detoxification issues, detoxification really happens in every cell of the body because my body was overburdened with a lot of heavy metal toxicity that I'm not designed to handle. So, you know, fast forward, needed to get the amalgams out of my mouth with a dentist that understood the importance of that and how to do that. And also needed to what we call chelate it out of the body. We won't have to go into the details of that, but it's pretty involved because there's different spaces that the metals store in. And as soon as I started this whole process, I started to feel better.
Well, you know, it's funny about the fillings that they used to put in your mouth. I guess back when they did that, it was kind of a normal thing.
Right.
I don't think they really realized what they were putting in people's mouths because they were still using lead paint to do houses. But
Well,
I'll never forget when I had gone to a dentist, you know, when I was older.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in my 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
They started to realize that lead wasn't the greatest thing or mercury wasn't the greatest thing. So they started the
composite. Yes.
And I always remember the insurance wouldn't cover composite because they said it was
Isn't that interesting? Yes.
Yeah, they said it was
not approved.
Cosmetic.
Cosmetic
filling instead of a filling. But then that went by the boards once they started to find out how bad.
Right. Which is a perfect example of many others that have contributed to why people are not well. You know, that was really a substance that many knew way, way, way early on in the practice of dentistry. And I know dentists that when they went through dentistry school, they only used them once, the amalgam, so that they could graduate. They knew, as many people did, what was in amalgams and how terribly toxic mercury is. And you can even look online, the off-gassing of mercury in the mouth just because of the heat of the mouth, the minute it goes into the mouth. So most of us have had them in there for years.
Right.
And I had mine in there for 40 years. And so the swallowing of mercury down to the digestive tract where the microbiome, which is a big subject these days, the internal lining of the immune system, which is in the gut, made me terribly sick in many areas of my body. And this is a common scenario that we see with someone with what my story is. But, you know, what we were talking about with gene expression before we got online, those areas, those 20 diagnostics that I had, some of those are areas that are secondary to the weak links on my genetic chain. So when we see symptoms, we want to look at we want to wrap that around the lifestyle, first of all, and then also help people understand these are just the weak links on your genetic chain that are expressing. Doesn't mean that you'll have that forever. So the lifestyle, obviously, we were talking about, I had was a high sugar diet as a kid.
Okay.
You know, I was a very active kid, doing lots of
things. So you were normal as a kid.
Well, in this culture, in other cultures,
that's
not.
Right.
A lot of cultures don't see sugar even 10% of what we have here.
Right.
So, you know, we have our big food, you know, industry to blame for that because it's really driven anything from attention deficit, depression, anxiety, digestive disorders, diabetes. I mean, it's caused this country a lot of heartache financially and, you know, with people's lives, how they've not been well because of the food that we have seen in studies you get addicted to. There are opioid receptors on the brain that people have this addiction, response to with foods that are in a lot of the foods that our food industry has put out for decades.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, I think when a person, and there is an addiction to food.
Right, but that can change. That can change, and I'm one that has done that.
Okay.
And many of
Well, I'm going to talk to you about that.
Oh, yeah, I was.
But I'm addicted.
I was 50 pounds heavier at one time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was 50 pounds lighter at one time.
Oh, sorry.
But I'll never get there. Get there anymore because I wouldn't want to get there anymore.
Oh, okay.
Because when I turned sideways back then, you could see my ribs. And, I could lose quite a bit of weight. But I was not anymore because I can't eat it. But I was addicted to Italian pastries. I mean,
I grew up in an Italian household with Italian pastries. Yes.
But you know how sugary there are.
And love it.
A lot of
Still love it.
Gluten.
But don't eat it.
Oh, I love it too. And I'll maybe have one or two at Christmas time,
yes,
but that's it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But I understand where you're coming from because the body's like a big magnet. I look at it, it's like a magnet and it attracts good and bad. And you have to stop the bad from coming into your body.
Well, and you can, you know, one thing I'm thinking of as we're having conversation where we are right now, the whole 30 craze, the whole 30, where it's very much a reflection of one of the guidelines we use for food, healthy lifestyle foods, is an anti-inflammatory elimination diet. So you're eliminating, we can get into this more if you want, but we're eliminating foods like dairy and gluten and sugar and flour, which Whole 30 does. And after 30 days, my point is after 30 days of that, certainly a lot of people have low to no symptoms that they were expressing, lower amounts of weight if they needed to, and not this craving for a lot of those processed foods, including foods that are flour-based and sugar-based, because they've cleansed, if you will, those toxins out of the blood, and they've kind of gotten over the bridge of that desire. And so you can. I mean, the body is so resilient with going with the flow, especially if that flow is towards a healthier lifestyle, to get used to that.
Yeah, I think you need a coach for that, though.
Yeah, you need...
Because I don't... A lot of times, a person will try and do it on their own, but then
right.
it's too...
Right.
Too easy to fall back.
Right.
Although I did see a friend of mine who owns a pizzeria.
Yeah.
And he was a heavy fella. And,
yeah.
You know, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure. He's taking a lot of medicine for those problems. And I saw him... We hadn't gone there in a few years, and we went last week, my daughter's birthday, and she wanted a pizza from his place. Now,
right.
he lost 100 pounds.
Wow.
Eliminated all his blood pressure medicine.
There you go.
Eliminated all his diabetic medicine.
There you go.
He said, I'm exercising regular, I'm eating healthier.
Yes.
And I think when you can start seeing results, I think that's where the coach comes in, because
right.
you
right.
can say, oh boy, I lost 10 pounds. Now I can eat a little bit of the stuff I hadn't been.
Right.
And I think you need someone to keep you on.
Right.
I mean, I have my wife, but as soon as she goes in the other room, I say.
Yeah.
But no, I think you need a crutch, and I don't mean it in a negative way, but you need a crutch to help you get to where you want to be.
Right. And, you know, it's like anything in life. We're not here to do things alone. We do need support and help no matter what it is. And I think the idea of having support and help with what we eat and how we live our life is still kind of a bizarre concept in some degrees, because, you know, even if it's at a subconscious level, why do I need somebody to tell me how to eat? I know how to eat, but yet I'm not really eating the best because I'm getting more and more sick. I'm not feeling too well. So I think there's a lot of paradigm shifts. It's not an easy process on my side as well as on a client and a patient side. You know, it really is a spiritual, emotional, physical shift of yourself. And it's a reprogramming. There's one story on one side of healthcare, and there's another story on another side. And there is a bridge. And what I've been trained in, because I'm a conventionally trained and practiced, I mean, I practice in conventional healthcare for 30 years, dietitian. And in my organization, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, as we were talking about, which is very conventional, has approved all my education, as well as the American Medical Association with all the physicians that have taught me. They can't deny it because it's the science, it's the research. It's nothing different than really what the majority of the rest of the world has been practicing in naturopathic medicine for years.
Sure.
So none of this is new.
No, and like you said,
it's just not lining the coats of big pharma.
Right.
And, you know, insurance, I have to give more respect to in the way that I used to, because I do take insurance, and I am reimbursed. People can come in and see me. Because I'm teaching them about healthy ways of eating to recover their condition or achieve their goals. And it's really cost saving for the insurance when people get better. It's a better life for the people. So everybody wins.
Sure. Now, do you post the insurance types that you take on your website?
I do, yes. I have seven or eight.
All right, and the website is Saratoga.
Nutrition.com, which is literally in a transition within the next couple of days. So SaratogaNutrition.com. I have my previous website still up, I think, and
right now my web
developers are moving into that in the next few days with a new one.
Because it's a great website.
Oh, thanks.
I mean,
it's
even
an old
now,
one.
It's a great website, but
it's a 15.
What I was what I was alluding to was that if somebody wanted to go and check out you have a certain insurance, if Mary Beth would take it, you could go to the website. Like I say, there's so many things, and it's very easy to get a hold of her.
Yeah.
But
and I also have an out-of-pocket rate if people don't have the insurances, but I take pretty much all the insurances in this area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you had, from when you were on the last time, and this had to have been, my gosh, 2 years ago, two and a half years ago or more.
Okay.
But I do want to tell everybody out there that she's going to be a regular, maybe every 6 weeks, if that's okay with her.
Okay, we're just starting that conversation.
And we're just starting that. But anyway, you added a location since you were here last.
Yeah. I'm in Clifton Park at a nurse practitioner who's also creating more of a holistic service for her patients. There's more and more practitioners in the conventional setting that are doing that here. I'm also on a non-conventional setting in Saratoga, ECS Psychological Services of Equine Therapy Farm, Healing Farm out on 29. They're also across the street from the hospital. They have a place there where it's all therapy. So there are more and more, I have to say, in the last 2 years, many practitioners in conventional healthcare have called me to send clients to me, but they are also stepping aside and creating more certifications and qualifications to offer a broader service for people with health and healing.
Yeah, I know some medical practices have a nutrition program, but it's hooked in with the medical side of it. But you're hooked in more, I mean, hooked in, I don't mean that as a negative term, but you practice more strict, holistic, rather than, you don't incorporate... Medical fields like drug therapy or...
We have to look at meds. I am woven right into the conventional side as well as the integrative and functional medicine side. It's a bridge. I'm in the middle. When someone comes to see me, I do have to take into consideration everything. If they bring labs, if they bring in meds, of course, I don't regulate medications because I'm not a physician or a naturopathic doctor, but most people want to talk about them because they want to get off of them. And of course, I need to understand many different things about the medication when I'm talking about food and or supplements. If there are certain markers that are very low in their biochemistry where they need some help and support to get better.
Sure.
So it really is the bridge as much as people on the conventional side want to have that discussion, but we're woven right into medical practices. It's the decision of the practices how they want to offer services, but it's called medical nutrition therapy.
Sure.
But you know, nutrition counseling.
And I think, you know, we talked a lot about things before the show. we had enough time to have a nice discussion.
Yeah.
And one of the things you had mentioned to me that just brought something in my mind now, because that's what happens. We'll talk about it half an hour earlier and then...
That's okay.
But when you put medicine in your body, and don't get me wrong, I do the same thing. I use medicine for a condition that I have. It affects something else in your body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, medicine does not target one thing in your body because usually it's
side effects.
Side effects.
Yeah.
And sometimes the side effects need a medicine.
Right.
And you could find yourself in a circle.
Quite a web of disastrous symptomology, is what we call. I first want to say that, quantify again for anybody listening and saying, how can she talk about meds? None of this is my opinion, and I am not a physician that, you know, prescribes meds. But for almost 30 years, I've been trained and educated by MDs, naturopaths, researchers, that speak to everything you and I are talking to. And so the reality is that, you know, they teach us medications are utilized for acute situations to get people out of a bad spot, you know, to create a better homeostasis in the body because there's something more acute happening right now, whether it's with cholesterol, depression. But there are some meds that, you know, and so the idea of medication is that you get on it while you also create and wrap around it an integrative medicine approach to health and healing through lifestyle changes so that you heal and mend the body, which we talked about. The body's very good at recovery through lifestyle changes. The science is overwhelming with food and nutrition and stress management to do that with the body. And then you look at the meds and wean off or get off. That's ideally the approach that functional medicine, naturopathic medicine would want for their patients. It's not their decision, nor is it mine. But the reality is 99% of the people that walk in my office are wanting to get off their meds. They've been on them long enough where they're not feeling too well. They're not recovering from things because other areas of their biochemistry that are in balance have not been looked at. Other areas of their lifestyle is still contributing to not feeling well. They've been on medications to help with symptoms of other meds or side effects of meds. So yeah, it's a vicious cycle that so many people can get out of because the body is extremely resilient. So, you know, again, I'm all for meds to get people out of bad situations. Mm-hmm. But, you know, certain meds, like, for example, the proton pump inhibitors, many people are on for GERD. You know, that's one of them that physicians scream at about in these, you know, trainings, I should say scream, but they're very adamant in that it really makes that condition worse.
Really?
It does. And so it actually pulls back what people are lacking in the hydrochloric acid support in the stomach to break down food particles and perhaps even the pancreatic enzymes. And somebody might, you know, be listening to this and say that's not wrong, but that's what the physicians and the researchers and what the research does say. And little by little, what we do is we help people get off of them that want to. And I mean, there's many people I've worked with in a matter of 2 or 3 months. It depends on a lot of factors, but they're off of them. They Sure. feel better. They've changed their diet. They've taken a few supplements to help rebuild that area of the gut that actually has not been well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rebuild the lining healthier, rebuild more good bacteria in the gut. These are the maybe put a little betaine, which is a support to help break down food particles, and you know, and not to be on reliant even on supplements, but a short period of time to rebuild that area, because remember we said the gut rebuilds every 3 days.
That's right.
Those cells in the microbiome and in the gut is the area we would want fast rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the origin that the science now tells us that's the origin where everything starts.
Well,
that's
root
cause origin area of the body.
Yeah, I found out when I quit smoking. I only smoked about 6 years when I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at statistics to see the time period, excuse me, of how your lungs recuperate the day you quit smoking.
Okay.
I mean, it's almost like in 30 days, your lungs are, some of the tar and nicotine are out of your lungs. And 7 months, your lungs are have healed
right.
to the point where from that time on, they're getting back to normal.
Right.
So it's like that probably with what you're discussing now with the cells healing themselves.
Right. And this, with your example you just spoke about with smoking as well as any, there's lots of other factors. You know, how old is someone? What is their lifestyle? How many meds are they on? What other conditions do they have in their body? So, you know, every case is unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can come in the door, as we talked about, and have depression, anxiety, bipolar, or diabetes. And you can have, you know, 5 other people follow you that have those same diagnostics. But there's different stories, different histories, different treatment plans for everyone based on everything about them.
Sure.
It can be simple. It doesn't have to be complex.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be complex. But I would think, as you had said, that every person is different. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that mimics the same person, so you have to decide.
And yet we're less than a tenth percent different genetically.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
That is. The human body
is phenomenal. It is.
Matter of fact, there's a young man going through, I don't know if you saw that, he had gotten, sepsis in his blood,
and he's been in
St. Peter's, and only 5% that get this live, and he has done such a great job.
They've had a lot of prayer for that man.
A lot of prayer.
One thing we haven't mentioned, but I did say spiritual, emotionally, and physically, and there's so much research about spiritual development of the individual for healing.
Oh, I mean, reading this story, his wife's doing an amazing update on there, and she's going to write a book after. But I'll tell you, see the
light in that whole process.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And they had to amputate his hand, and they showed him yesterday. He came out of it. He's got his color back, and he's not upset at all that they did that. But anyway, that's a great story in itself. But how much does exercise play into getting off your meds?
Yeah.
If you know, as you wean down.
Yeah.
And because I know, my wife tells me that when you exercise, you release some, I don't know, secretions in your body that make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And that can help some endorphins, and that can help you to keep exercising, and then you get rid of some of the dependencies on drugs that you have. Is that?
Exercise is very important in many different ways. One of the things that comes to mind when I hear you ask that question is the ability for exercise is what we call a anti-inflammatory action. It decreases inflammation in the body, including in the brain. So why am I talking about inflammation? Well, science shows us that we want some inflammation in the body. It has to respond to certain things like cuts and tears and bruises that happen internally and externally with inflammation to repair. That's not the argument. So please don't go there, people that are listening. The argument is we are living in, you know, what I say sometimes, pretty pro-inflammatory culture, you know, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. There's a lot of inflammation in our foods. And we can get into that if we want to with some of the foods people pick. Mm-hmm. But if you're not exercising, you're missing out on an activity that does so many things, but that also decreases inflammation in the body and or prevents it. And why is that important? If you have symptoms, you have inflammation. If you want to get rid of symptoms, there's lots of things we've talked about and even more, but we can also look at decreasing inflammation in the lifestyle. And one of the things is food, spiritual and emotional ease, and exercise. And so when you exercise, you decrease inflammation, and it also leads to more healthier aging as we decrease and keep that inflammation down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you see people get better, you see that the inside reflects on the outside if they're doing it properly. They look brighter. They look younger. They're happier. They're healthier. And they're more vital.
And I think it gives you feel to keep exercising because you feel so good.
Yes. It's one of those things that success breeds more success. You're starting to have a positive influence on the cell level, on the gene level. You know, we talked about the phenotype expression, which is simply the way you feel in your symptoms. That's your phenotype right now. I have a form that people fill out with their symptoms, and I say, this is the expression of your phenotype. But as we do the work, this is going to change. This is going to reflect accountability on your end and on my end, because this is a team approach. Just like the whole integrative medicine team with the doctor and whoever wants to be involved, that's an integrative approach to health and healing. So as we see those symptoms decrease, that's the phenotype decreasing, that expression of the gene. And exercise will help that as well. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I'm going to say 10 years ago, I had an operation, which wasn't major, but I had some time, so I started walking.
Mm-hmm.
I would walk in the morning, and then I had the opportunity back then because I worked out of my house, and then I walked at lunchtime, and then I walked before supper. And I lost about 14 pounds, mm-hmm. and I was on a board, and a couple of the ladies that I was on the board said, "Are you losing weight? You mm-hmm. you look good. Your face is getting thin."
Right.
And I said, "Yeah." And then something happened that took me out of that exercise routine,
right.
and I stopped exercising.
Right.
And I just can't get started again. I mean, I had the treadmill downstairs,
right.
but
so maybe you set it, you know, 10 minutes or 15 minutes in or outside of the house, you do a walk.
Right.
Maybe you set a small goal, and then that really propels you forward.
Oh, sure, because we live on the west side by the mm-hmm. high school,
mm-hmm.
and I would walk downtown.
Yeah.
Or I would walk to Price Chopper if we only needed a few things instead
right.
of driving and walk back home. And,
right.
and that felt great.
It does.
I mean, it you put your music on.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's just, it was amazing.
Right.
And something happened. I don't know what it was, but I stopped exercising. And you can really tell the difference
right.
in how you feel with just doing
You can.
Exercise.
And you do have to push a little bit. There's things that, you know, even myself, people that do this work, that we have to build on in our lifestyle if we have conditions or not. And, you know, protocols that we might have to do with food, with supplements, with exercise, with spiritual work. It's forever work, but it certainly gets easier and much more fulfilling to do as you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does take effort. And that's the other thing that is kind of the elephant in the room. You know, people have to decide where they want to start, and I can
sure.
help them with that. There's no one way to start. There's so many ways to start this work. And if we have time, one of the things I just want to address is a little caution too, in terms of the types of people that, you know, just to be careful of when you're getting treated. Because 2 years ago, I probably couldn't have walked through this door. I was so sick.
Really?
Based on the way I was treated for treatment with Lyme, which, I'm not quite sure if it was really chronic Lyme. I got extremely ill. I just wanted, if you're allowing me to do that,
it
was a phone consultation with a physician that was supposed to be an expert. So I'll never work with somebody, you know, long distance like that. We worked together he's an MD, 2 or 3 months. There was a protocol that was done where I got extremely sick and what was called the Herxheimer reaction, which is where 50 neurotoxins can be released in the body. And I couldn't think, I couldn't, you know, walk. I mean, it was awful. And then I did start seeing some local people. I had various different conditions where I was paying them out of pocket. And it was a center, and I knew that they didn't know what they were talking about. And, I needed to get out of there fast. I maybe saw them twice, and lo and behold, I'm told, you know, the majority of their staff left a year after that. They're still in business. But I guess what I want to say is, because there are some bad, ideas that some of the conventional doctors have about this work. And I understand that, because the point I'm trying to make is there are some people doing this work, that might not know what they're doing.
Sure.
And of course, I don't know everything. And the way that you learn a lot of this is really to get in and start practicing it, because you learn as you go. But I want to just tell the listeners to listen to yourself.
Sure.
And to know that there are some great practitioners. I have some referrals that I use that are practitioners above my level of practice, that are highly trained, credentialed healthcare practitioners that have a history of helping people in successful ways. And so if you're involved with somebody that just doesn't feel right, just leave and find somebody else, because there are
sure.
people out there that know this work.
Well, no, and I mean, you said, you know, you're not experienced and somebody is higher, but the way you get information too is by reading updated journals and
being trained by
the experts. So you do keep up on what's new
right.
and what's coming out. You're not stuck. Like I said, the dentist that I used to go to was probably 80 years old
right.
when I went to him. So, you know, he's
right.
not going to, of course, you know, when I was 17, I switched to another dentist, but I mean, he was a great guy.
Yes.
But the practices he used back in the 40s and 30s. So, and I'm sure you want to look at somebody when you're going to someone like you. And in your discussion with them, to talk too about, you know, how do you stay current with,
right?
Well, and you're going to tell them how you stay current with either keeping up with manuals, or you talk.
It's on my website, actually. I just finished a 2-year program by the Integrative and Functional Nutrition Academy. And the faculty is from the Institute for Functional Medicine and the Center for Mind-Body Medicine, mostly MDs, PhDs, researchers, naturopaths.
Yeah.
That was a 2-year, very deep and wide program that included a very intensive test.
Sure.
And so that's how I became certified. And I'm the first class. There's several 100 people worldwide that are part of that academy, but I'm the first class to graduate out of that. That doesn't make me an expert in all this. It really doesn't. I don't like to say that I am, because there's a lot to this work, but I do what I know I can, and I continue to learn, and I actually have to continue to learn in order to maintain my credentials.
Oh, sure.
So we have to have so many hours of education every year.
And I think every professional group does that. Because I know my wife was a speech therapist, and she had to go every year. I know attorneys have to go so many hours every year.
Physicians.
But I mean, so you don't stay stagnant in your position.
Right.
Because I don't
it's
think
changing
you would,
all the time.
Yeah, I don't think you would last long or have people's confidence if they didn't see you keeping up on the modern things.
Right.
I'm going to try and get some PSAs in, and as long as I can do it. If not, we'll be back in a minute of dead silence. So we'll be right back.
Balls. I don't know if it's like a bowling thing or what, but here you go. Guido from France. Roll the balls.
Hello, and we went through the public service announcements, and take the help that you got from that. And they were brought to you by the Center for Disease Control. I want to get back to a topic, Mary Beth, that has become more, I guess maybe awareness is the issue, but a lot of people have a problem with gluten. Yeah. Today, and you see more gluten-free food in the grocery aisles, where before you had to hunt for anything that was gluten-free.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a little while?
You certainly can. I know this triggers people. In fact, I had a student from here, Skidmore, where we are, had a walk out on me, not happy about the gluten conversation. And I did need to go there for her knowledge because she eats a lot of it and she's suffering a lot. She's suffering a lot with depression, anxiety, a lot of overweight. So I just share that because that's a real life story of this, what's going on with this discussion around gluten. I mentioned the program I just recently graduated from. One of my instructors, Dr. Tom O'Brien, is world known in the science, research, and treatment of gluten intolerance and gluten allergies. And if anybody's interested to look at some of his research and challenge one of the most knowledgeable persons in the on the planet, it's thedoctor.com is his website. But my point I want to make is gluten is a protein. And if you were to look at that protein under a microscope, there are what we call bands. It looks like these little things, little dashes that are lined up that create that gluten protein molecule. There is at least one band, if not more, that all of us have a pro-inflammatory response to when we eat gluten that negatively impacts that microbiome balance. So somebody might say, well, so what? Well, so take that a little bit forward. People are chronically ill with lots of conditions where they come in to see a practitioner like myself. I need to start with food. Food is the foundation. Need to look at carbohydrates, proteins, and fat sources. What are you eating that's contributing to this symptomology, this expression of the gene, which is the phenotype? I need to go to gluten because gluten is one of the top pro-inflammatory food sources that we have, and it's contributing to that condition. And the studies show us that you can't go by how you feel in the gut. You might feel a gut response, you might not. But when people get off of it for 2 weeks, and many people will come back in 3 or 4 and say, I went off of it for a couple weeks, and then I had a beer or I had a pasta or whatever because I was out, and I felt awful. I felt depressed or I fell asleep or I was so tired or the next day I felt hungover. And that's because they wiped out and cleaned out the blood, even though further of, you know, more weeks would even be better because I think it takes 6 weeks for that inflammation to get out of the blood. But they are now a believer, if you will. They experience those symptoms going away. It helps with weight loss because when you're looking at fat stores, there's a lot of inflammation in fat stores. There's a lot of toxicity in fat stores. So if we loosen up and get some of that that toxicity out and some of that inflammation out, you can better access the fats, cells to use as energy. And now you're losing weight easier, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it's more of a lifestyle. It's not a diet. But gluten is for real. It's not designed for us to really metabolize properly. And if you don't think it's negatively impacting you right now, it will catch up with you.
Sure.
There are lots of gluten-free products. I just want to make a note that they are processed because they're used with flour. So we want to encourage people to eat more whole grains like rice and quinoa, amaranth, millet that are not gluten-free oatmeal versus having flour foods every day. Okay. So there are some great gluten-free bakeries in our area. Chatham has one. Saratoga has one. They have minimal ingredients. But we want to help people understand that whole grains should be part of the diet and not to rely on gluten-free pasta, gluten-free bread, gluten-free pastries, gluten-free cookies, whatever, as your source.
Yeah, and like I say, and like you say, it's becoming more
mainstream,
and people are becoming more aware. I have several friends who had problems and went on a gluten-free diet, and boy, I'll tell you, they feel great.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they stick with it. And that's
right.
The main thing.
Right.
One of the things too that, that I wanted, to talk to you about is, you know, we talked about digestive disorders.
Yeah.
This was a comment that I wanted to make while you were talking. You know, I wrote it down. What the fat has so much to do with negativity in your body.
The stored fat.
And also with what it can do to other organs in your body.
Yes.
And so I would say that if anyone would like to do the first step to see Mary Beth about is to sit down and talk to her about fat and what it does to the body and how she can give you directions on let's work on getting rid of that.
Yeah.
And how can we make a healthy diet for you so that it works along with exercise to keep that off. And you would be probably be surprised on how good you feel if you can get away with that.
Like I said, Rick, I was 50 pounds heavier at one time. And I did have eating disorders as well. So both sides of the spectrum. But you're right. I mean, there's a lot of misconceptions on how to go about losing fat too, which I think is the really positive bent when you have the discussion with someone with my background. It's not a diet. I don't give somebody, here's a weight loss diet. You're not going to see me put a food guide pyramid in front of you. We're going to talk about how you eat. And many times I see people don't have fats in their diet because they say they have too much weight. Well, Rick, most people don't know you need healthy dietary fats to lose stored fat. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Healthy dietary fats that are plant-based, nuts and seeds, and healthy oils, olive oil, sesame seed oil, coconut oil. These are plant-based fats. 30%, 20 to 30% of the diet should come from fat sources for many reasons. They help absorb fat-soluble vitamins. They help temperature regulation. They help healthy body composition. They also help the activation of stored fat to burn it as energy. There's a process called PPARs, and it happens outside of the cell. And when you want to access fat that's stored to use as energy, there's different things besides what I'm talking about, exercise, stress management, eating good, healthy diet with, you know, whole foods, clean foods. But also, you have to eat on a daily basis healthy fats, nut butters, nuts and seeds, those healthy oils. Because that is the match that lights that activation to use the fat stores. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's one thing we'll talk about when you sit with me about weight loss so that you can incorporate a healthier lifestyle and understand really what this is about. It's not a, you know, it's not about a weight reduction 1200 calorie diet. I would never do that.
Right. Well, even the doctor, told me that, you know, you can't go on a low-calorie diet because that's not going to do it. You have to have a well-balanced diet.
Right,
now, he doesn't get into it as much as you do.
You don't want the metabolic rate to get so low because the calories are so low.
Sure.
Right.
And then that leads to low blood sugar and so much stuff, and you want to maintain all the correct levels.
Right.
Now, salmon is a good source of oils, correct?
It is.
So
in protein.
In protein. So going out to dinner.
Yes.
You see more and more salmon on menus now. So instead of eating that prime rib.
Right. Once in a while, you can have red meat.
Once in a while, you can incorporate. Right. I eat more of the white meats, like
chicken.
And, well, I even have pork. I mean, they say that's the other white meat. So talk to me.
Well, the arachidonic acids, the amino acid arachidonic in red meat is pro-inflammatory.
Okay.
And there's other things around. So three times a week or less, and I would say even less, because that's the American Heart Association for red meats.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so salmon and chicken and turkey. But the one other thing I want to mention around this conversation that does go back to weight and the food is what we talked about, the cleanliness. You know, toxins from foods and the environment store in your fat stores.
Okay.
And they help you hold on to fat.
Okay.
So if you don't start to eliminate toxins going into the body to decrease that toxic load, and that's what the physicians and instructors use in this practice. We got to decrease the toxic load going in, and we can even use some herbs and naturopathic approaches and homeopathic approaches to bind with these toxins to get them out of the body, because the reality is pretty simple. Your body was not designed for these foreign toxins.
Sure.
So antibiotics and hormones. There are studies that show we're taking more of those in from meats than anyone would ever take in from pharmaceuticals for treatment. So now I, you know, recommend always to people, get antibiotic hormone-free meats and eggs. You might go out to dinner and it might not be. You don't have to go crazy and extreme on this.
Sure.
It's a step process. But start to at least entertain. Grab the antibiotic hormone-free meats and eggs, because now you're having less in the body. You're going to have healthier years as you age. You're going to have a healthier body composition. If you've got too much fat and or not enough muscle, you're going to feel better.
Yeah.
And you're going to help to resolve your chronic conditions, whether it's attention deficit or high blood pressure or cardiovascular or diabetes.
Well, you know,
and it goes with produce as well.
I mean, oh, sure.
Farmers markets, natural
yeah.
food stores, organics. They're higher in nutrients, and they've got little to no pesticides and herbicides.
And we have
it's very simple.
Farmers market.
We have
We're very
year round,
lucky here.
Year round.
One of the things, you know, my wife is the poster child of doing everything right. She eats very healthy.
Yeah.
And not very much. I tell her she needs more food at supper because she eats a small portion of meat, but a
yeah.
lot of vegetables.
Yeah.
She exercises every day. And
good for her.
She, in all honesty, she doesn't listen to the show, but,
hopefully she's listening. Maybe she's listening to this one.
But she looks at least 15 years younger
yeah.
than her age. At least 15 years younger.
Yeah.
And
I'm 80 years old.
Yeah. You were 80?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't believe that. You look probably like 35.
Thank you. At least 20 more years than
well,
that. But thank you.
But this is what happens
yeah.
when you lead a lifestyle that doesn't have to be one that cuts out everything good in your life.
Right.
But yet,
exactly.
You can manage the bad things in your body. And I mean,
But it's very counterculture, Rick.
It
what
is.
What we're talking about. So I don't blame anybody, and I'm not an extremist or a purist for your listeners to know. But this way of life is really just a healthy, organic, sustainable way of living a life that can be pretty challenging.
Yeah.
And if you've got a good foundation, a spiritual foundation, an emotional foundation and support in your life, a physical foundation of taking care of your body, life is going to be what it should be much more. And to me, that is, it's going to be much more passionate and happier and healthier. And I want people to have the freedom to live their gifts.
Sure.
To give to this world what they're here to give.
And you'll have a lot more fun.
We have to have fun. We don't have to go crazy with this stuff.
Mary Beth, we're at the end of the time here.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is, you're coming back.
We're going to come back with naturopaths and functional doctors too.
Okay. Give out your phone number.
518-257-6530, SaratogaNutrition.com, new site coming up in a few days, old site still there.
Yep, and I got to tell you, when I went on the site, there's so much good information, but I'd give her a contact because I think I am. So we'll talk to everybody next Saturday.
Been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on. I think this is a very educational show, and
it's fun.
And
we're going to
we'll
make
see
it
what
more
happens.
And more fun.
You got
bring
it.
Bring some farmers on, too.
You got it. Maybe when the farmer's market's on, we'll bring some in.
Yes.
Everybody, don't forget to turn your clocks ahead 1 hour so that you're not late for church or to go out to breakfast or do whatever you have to do on Sundays. And right now we're going to put on the Polka Magic Show with Big John.
Awesome.
And he and Christine are great people, and they have a great hour show, and it's the three fastest hours of radio. So we'll see you next week.